2 days ago, Peter Dutton resigned from his position as Minister for Home Affairs and the Minister for Immigration and Border Protection to challenge the leadership of the Liberal Party, which is ongoing this morning. He's known for his hard-line stance on immigration and refugee policy. With him angling for a leadership spill this morning and a new Minister for Home Affairs to be appointed, the future of immigration in Australia could be a bit murky. To discuss this, we're joined by registered migration agent Shaquille Ahmed on 2SER. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks very much.
So is this change in leadership good or bad news for potential migrants or refugees?
So you have to bear in mind, in the first place, Australia is a migrant community. And our whole infrastructure, the whole economy is built upon the immigrants who have built basically the skills with them to build the nation from the scratch. Mm-hmm. And any effort to actually cut the immigration will definitely affect the economy of Australia, which mm-hmm. is in a good shape at now.
Mm-hmm. And so, with the change in, Dutton potentially becoming Prime Minister and a new Home Affairs Minister on the table, how might this affect our immigration policy, which, of course, currently is a little bit dicey to begin with?
Actually, Peter Dutton has been very hard on immigration, and he has been cutting a lot. And frankly speaking, in terms of statistics, Australia has the lowest intake in the last 10 years. So basically, in 2016, 17 fiscal year, we had the migrant community intake, roughly around 162,000. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is basically 2017 and 18. Okay.
Yeah.
And if we compare it with 2016 and 17, the figure was 183,000. Intake.
Right.
So basically, this is a 10% decline, roughly, in
which is quite a that's quite large.
Right. It's a very significant, basically, a drop in terms of the intake, because this community is mainly composed of the skilled workers, skilled people who are actually bringing their skills to promote, to boost the economy of Australia.
So a reduction in, you kind of touched on this before, but how would a reduction in migrant intake affect the Australian economy, given how important it is to our workforce?
Okay, the point is we have got a shortage of the workforce, and that's for that reason Australia has architected a skilled migration program for that reason. Mm-hmm. They invite the skilled migration all over, from all over the world. So, the doctors, engineers, professionals, trades people, these people come here to participate in the economy. And once you actually cut down their figure, that will affect mainly the urban areas and to some degree the regional who are in the development phase. Mm-hmm. You have to populate whole Australia at some stage.
Right.
If you cut this figure, that will actually reduce the skill force to build Australia further down the track. So in terms of the economy, the economy is measured in terms of the population. There is more population, you have got more services they consume, more goods they consume, and this is the way the whole cycle of the economy runs. The GDP is relevant in this case the most.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see, these people then are actually cut to a high significant figure. So basically, that will affect the whole economy in general.
And the migration industry itself is a very big business. How much would it be affected by changes in government policy?
Basically, migration industry has got a huge partnership with the Ministry of Immigration and Department of Home Affairs. So basically, the whole job of this migration intake is run through the migration agents and the Department of Home Affairs. So, the entire community is basically affected because they have got, the applications. Like 46% was the refusal rate for the visas
mm-hmm.
last fiscal year. It's a huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
And basically, the other significant, on top of skilled migration, there is a family settlement sector.
Right, yes.
It cut to 47,000 in 2017-18 fiscal year. So basically, if you're cutting all these figures down to the significantly alarming figure, so that actually is very alarming for us
yeah.
to operate in the industry, because we are actually having less work, and we have basically, Lex Texas to the Department of Taxation at the end of the day.
So with this turmoil going on in our leadership and in our policy and with it not, you know, not being very open to begin with, what kind of advice would you give to people with friends or family looking to come to Australia in the near future?
Basically, I mean, Australia is a growing country. It has got the potential, unless all the barren areas, the deserts are actually populated. So, I mean, there is always a room for the new people to come in, whether they're skilled migration or they are the part of the families, for example. So, I mean, they are welcome and they should not actually get disheartened. The people who have got the high merits, they are definitely are going to be on board. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, as the changes are actually bouncing back to the government, so definitely they will review this policy and increase the quota of their immigration intake to regulate the economy at a better scale.
Okay.
In the interest of the nation.
Well, we'll have to see how it develops. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. And that was migration agent Shakil Ahmed talking about the potential impact a Dutton prime ministership and change in home affairs minister could have on migration here, given the current situation and the developments we've already been seeing over the past few years as part of the government's policy.